beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. By the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee, O God. They shall sing to thy name, O thou most high. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, and sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Amen. Merciful here the supplications of your people, and grant us your peace all the days of our life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
After the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. And then Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and fill them up to the brim. And then he said unto them, now draw out, and take it to the governor of the feast. And they bare it, and when the ruler of the feast tasted the wine that was now, the water that was now made wine, they didn't know from when, where it came from. But the servant said, which drew the wine, they knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the very beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then they that which is worst. But you have kept the good wine until now. This was the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and men manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. So far, the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came out from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost through the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he sermon theme this morning is Jesus Was Invited. And it's based upon the gospel, but I'd like to read the first two verses. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus called and his disciples to the marriage. So far, please be seated. In a small town by the name of Cana, a young couple was about to get married. They had made all the preparations, invited friends and relatives. They provided all the refreshments suitable for that happy occasion. Now, most people would have said that they were ready. They were now ready for the wedding. But if that's all they had done, they would not have been ready at all, because they were doing the same thing as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah did. What made that wedding in Cana different? The young couple invited Jesus. Every home can be a happy home. The secret lies in inviting Christ. The wedding in Cana illustrates how graciously and bountiful Christ can take care of those who invite him, not just into their homes, but also into their lives, and they desire his blessings. Now, we know from the gospel very well that they ran out of wine. Jesus informed that he knew all about it long before that he was told. And as a result, Jesus turned water into wine, not just good wine, but the best wine ever to have graced human lips. Jesus Christ blessed this young couple because they remembered to invite him. Christ is still able and willing to bless all who invite him. He says, "Call upon me in your day of trouble, and I will deliver thee." The Apostle Peter, who had experienced Christ's gracious ability to supply all of his needs, writes these words. He says, "Cast all of your cares upon him." Why? Because he cares for you. And even before we ask, Christ supplies. He gives us clothing, shoes, meat, drink, house, home, good weather, good friends, and so forth. What's important to understand in this morning's gospel is that Christ supplied even when their need had nothing to do with their necessities of life. They could have continued the celebration without wine. It wasn't a matter of life and death. Yet Jesus supplied all that they needed and even more. This is his gracious way of doing things. And since he is Almighty God, there is no limit as to what he can do and what he can supply. And since he is our gracious Savior, he supplies us not just with the necessities, but with multitudes of extras, luxuries, which we really don't need. When we fail to recognize Christ as the giver of our daily bread, it's because he works so quietly. Jesus did not make a big deal that day in Cana when he changed water into wine. He didn't call all the guests together and announce they're just going to make wine. He simply and quietly supplied what they needed. And so it is today. He doesn't make a great announcement before he causes the sun to shine or rain to fall. He just does it. He doesn't greet us at Walmart or the grocery store to remind us of all the blessings that he supplies. He just simply supplies. He continues to bless us through medicine, doctors, nurses, farmers. And these are the means through which he continues to bless. This is why James reminds us that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Miracles that were performed by Christ, they were performed for two reasons. First of all, to help people, obviously. And secondly, to show his glory so that people would believe in him as their Lord and Savior. In every miracle of Christ, he declares, "I am the promised Messiah, your Savior. I can take care of all of your spiritual needs. And that's the most important thing. Because in the spiritual realm, there isn't a day in which we don't run out of wine, so to speak. Is there a day in which we don't sin against God? Sin against each other? Is there a day which we are perfect husbands, perfect wives, perfect kids? This is precisely why Christ is such a blessing in our homes and in our lives. He has not just 6 water pots to fill, but thousands filled with grace, mercy, and above all, the forgiveness of our sins. Daily, we can drink freely, be fully satisfied, totally forgiven, and be at peace with Almighty God. Just as He changed water into wine, so He can change our lives, our attitudes. As St. Paul tells us, if anyone be in Christ, he, she is a new creature. When we do have bad days, and we all do, and we run out of so-called wine, don't break the barrels. Christ is ready to refill them with spiritual power, power that we need for a happy life and a happy home. Inviting Christ simply means trusting Him as Lord and Savior. It's a matter of faith, recognition of our sinfulness and our need for a Savior. It means believing that Jesus Christ, true God, true man, came into this world to save sinners, you and me. Inviting Jesus involves His invitation when He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And one of the significant features of this morning's gospel is that Jesus came to that wedding. If the emperor had been invited, I doubt if he would have come to this humble, unknown couple. But Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, came to this earth, and that's the way it is with Jesus Christ. There is no home too humble, no couple too unimportant. Christ can make time for everyone. Make time for you. Make time for me. The question is, do we make time for Him? Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this moment and extend itself into the joys of eternal life ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love for the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh,
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it unto them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. This is the true light.
The Lord bless you and keep you in saving grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in saving grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Through the same of faith toward thee and through and love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace.